Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And it's week 14, and we probably could just keep mumbling along, and you'll know if they won or lost. You probably know that they did win. It just, it was a big day. MM returns with his play calling.
Who?
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, okay. I was confused there.
Well, no, it's okay. I know you're tired. It's
we're 9-4.
Yeah, boy,
it's leading the North.
It is
like
nice.
It should be,
as the way it was meant to be.
Second week in a row that we won, and everyone else in the division lost.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm glad you pointed that out, because that just made that much more enjoyable for that win that we had. But I don't know if it was so much that Mike McCarthy was doing the play calling, but man, it looked a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of in the camp as, you know, it's Clements was the same kind of play calling McCarthy is.
Mm-hmm.
I think McCarthy had the better, you know, run to pass balance. I think the tempo was a lot better this game.
I would agree.
For sure.
Yeah, I would agree.
But that might be because you just have one guy in charge of everything rather than Clements in charge of play calling with McCarthy whispering in his ear trying to change things. That can probably mess up the tempo. So I don't know what, you know, was the cause of that before.
I think I've been pretty consistent every podcast.
Yeah, we heard you every week.
Yeah, he's still calling the plays. I don't care if he says he's not. So
I'm getting emails from people saying they're sick of it.
I bet. It's just you're inundated. Well, it was it was really fun Packer December football.
Running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-nosed football.
And I think you said it. Eddie looked like he was running mad. He really was running very well and with a purpose, and he just didn't want to quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, so let's talk about the actual offense.
Treader looked good at center. He had a couple big blocks on some bigger runs. Whole game, the offensive line did good, making holes for the run.
Yeah, they really did. We had a couple of penalties.
Yeah.
Bakhtiari, I know he's injured, and so I'm sure that plays into it too, but he has 7 holding calls on the year. You know you're going to get one pretty much every game, so the way it's been the last, but they really did look a lot better. And blocking downfield, and that's where some of those longer runs come in.
Cobb's really good at blocking downfield now. Jordy's really good, too, but he's not there, obviously.
Right. But and Cobb is a lot smaller than Jordy, and he's still able to – he gets in, he's like a little mosquito. He just gets in there, and he doesn't let go. So
kind of reminds me of Steve Smith. Doesn't play quite as dirty as Steve Smith does, but –
Yeah, I never thought about that analogy before. All right, let's talk about starting off with Aaron Rodgers.
22 of 35, 218 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked a lot better, but he still had moments where you kind of...
A little off sometimes. Yeah. Not the perfect Rodgers that we're used to, but a lot more accurate today. Or not today. We're recording on Tuesday, so on Sunday.
Yeah. We just watched... the short play?
Shortcut.
Shortcut from DirecTV. So, but yeah, we are recording on Tuesday. Definitely looked a lot better. I think that just everything just kind of seemed to gel a little better. And when you got the running game going and you got the tempo going, it's probably going to help Aaron a lot. Might have had a drop pass or two. But the one thing that was really And this has got to be more on the line. Fourth and one on the goal.
Yeah, I always think those QB sneaks, when they get stopped, it's more of a testament to the defense than anything. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everything's stacked against them. You get the initial push by the offensive line. Right. The line's the one knowing when the ball's going to be snapped, so they mm-hmm. have the advantage there. Quarterback can pick where he wants to dive into the line. You got guys pushing from behind. Yep. It's a hard play to stop. So I always
like the idea of, and so you've got, you pretty much on the defense, you put everybody right on the line and right in the middle. And so where do you run the ball? Right up the middle. And so, you know, when it doesn't work, you can always second guess it, but it didn't work. And that's pretty disappointing. It was a game that had a lot of ups and downs. It's a very good game. You know, you got to give Dallas credit too for being able to hang in there with their backup quarterback, and their defense looked pretty tough at times as well. Moving on to rushing.
Lacy led the team in rushing, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
24 attempts for 124 yards and a touchdown, long of 24. Good to see him back.
Yeah, definitely. December football. He's cooking.
He's a heavy guy too. So you know, he runs into guys and he runs through them.
Right, right, absolutely.
Starks had a good game too.
He did.
Starks was 11 for 71 and a touchdown, long of 30 for a touchdown. So averaging about 7 yards a carry on the game.
That's not bad.
That doesn't suck. So, I mean, Lacy was at about 5 yards a carry as well.
That's awesome.
Starks had that one. It was second and 25 from the 30, and he scored a touchdown on it. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made a nice cut, and then he was home free the rest of the way.
Rodgers, 3 for 27 rushing. Aaron Rodgers. Cobb, 3 for 9. Kuhn, 1 for 2. Tolzien, 2 for negative 3.
And I got to mention on the Aaron Rodgers, he had a play where he really should have been tackled a couple of times. But, you know,
he's making moves.
You know, he's been hanging around Lacy a lot, so he was able to. He just needed that little spin move, and it would have looked perfect. But that was really neat. We needed that. Got a first down.
Mm-hmm. Cobb with those runs he had. We haven't really seen that since Clements has been play calling.
Hmm.
Not as much, at least. So McCarthy gets the play calling back, and Cobb's running the ball again.
Yeah.
He didn't break anything like we've seen him do before. But
you talking about Rodgers breaking or Cobb breaking? You said Cobb. I was talking
about
Rodgers.
I'm talking about Cobb. I'm changing the subject.
Slow down, man. It went right over my head.
We haven't seen Cobb break. We didn't see him break any of the runs on Sunday like we have with him before when he's under center. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, it's a nice option to have there. He's a fast guy.
Well, and I think that anytime you force another team to prepare more types of plays, it makes it that much harder for him. What'd you think about the receiving?
It was a lot better than we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Only really one drop, possible drop on the day. It could have also been due to the pass. Cowboys were just really stupid on defense.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because if you go in and you scheme against a team and they've really struggled at the wide receiver position because they've been pressed and guys have been jumping on them right off the line, struggling is the key word. So then what would you do if you're the defensive coordinator?
Probably press them.
Well, the Cowboys didn't.
No, they played off the whole game, especially the first half. And we were able to get open like we haven't for in a long time. And so I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a personnel decision because of the kind of players that you have on defense or injury situations. I don't know enough about it, but it was sure very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Screens continue to work well.
Yes.
When you use them. They're fun to watch.
Oh, man.
Especially when they work.
Exactly. You know, because you can see them open up and see them develop right in front of you. And then if you got a fast guy like Eddie Lacy or Starks.
Yeah, we had that one. I think it was second and 10, Lacy had a like nice run, but then they had a hold, so it was 2nd and 20. Threw the screen and got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Another note for you, because I know you're a big fan. Jared Aberderis, J. Abby, was solidly at the number 4 wide receiver position and even took snaps over Devontae Adams during the game.
This is the thing. I think it's just getting more used to it, you know, getting out there and a little more of a dynamic. And, you know, and it's obvious, you know, we've won a couple of games in a row now, but they're looking for some answers. And hopefully as we keep moving forward here, he can be a help for that. But running down the numbers, we had Cobb was 8 for 81. James Jones. 4 for 49. And before we move on, we were watching this real quick. It's like 30 minutes of they snapped the game together. And
it's just play after play. You don't get anything in between.
It's perfect for somebody like me that's ADD. But James was, I was really kind of focusing on him in the last quarter, the fourth quarter. He's looking a little tired. You know, I wonder if he's starting to wear down as the season goes on, because there were some plays.
Yeah, you'd be tired too. Back off of Jones.
Somebody's got a man crush. Anyway, just pointing it out. Maybe something you want to maybe watch the next game.
He's not tired.
All right, moving on to Starks.
4 for 32 and a touchdown.
Nice.
Lacey, 1 for 24. Screen. Kuhn, 1 for 14. Screen. Adams, 2 for 12. Perillo, 1 for 3. And Richard Rodgers, 1 for 3 and a touchdown.
Yeah, another really good game by him. Kuhn, by the way, also had a rare penalty. You don't get his name called very often when the flags fly, but... all right, moving on to defense. I know this is
big
huge,
news. There's big news. We
I'm
need.
I'm just gonna grab my drink. And
we
you
need
just
like
go.
The news, the like you know the breaking news, like Mike Daniels with a new contract extension.
Or you do the old fashioned where we got to kind of cup your mouth. You go, Mike Daniels got a new contract extension.
4 years, $42 million extension. $22 million in the first 15 months. He is now the third highest paid 3-4 defensive end.
I think he deserves it.
I actually think we got it kind of at a bargain.
Well, did you see that after it was announced that he signed, his agent came out and said, he only said two things to me. I don't want to hear about it, and I want to stay in Green Bay.
Like, that's a good man.
Oh,
I should have gotten his jersey.
You should have.
I still can.
But I'm really happy. I know a lot of Packer fans were kind of looking at that. How are we going to get him under the mix? But, you know, year after year, Packer fans get frustrated because we don't do these high-flying free agent picks and stuff like that. This is how you're able to make it happen.
We keep our men.
Yes. Saving Private Daniels. So. Great. I'm just tickled that he's back. He's been having a great game.
I was really worried that we were going to lose him at the end of the year in the offseason. You know, Ted Thompson doesn't always like to fork over those big contracts when he thinks he can find value in multiple positions with that money.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we got to keep him.
He's kind of a quiet guy. You know, he's not one that you're going to read a lot of quotes in the newspapers and stuff like that.
But he brings a lot of energy to the field, and he brings out a kind of a, you know, in-the-face attitude to the defense that I think is a lot more valuable than even the big plays that he makes.
I would agree with you. I know since we're talking about defense, we were able to focus a little bit on Julius Peppers, and there was one of those slashing runs that the defense gave up. But Peppers was able to keep up with, I can't remember the kid's name from Dallas, but... gosh, for an old guy, he's fast. He's really fast. What?
Trying to think of the running back's name. It's on the tip of my tongue. McFadden.
No, that's your beer bottle that's on the tip of your tongue. What do you got going there?
I got a Northeast.
That's good beer, by the way.
Grain Belt Northeast.
Yep, good stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You're supplying my habit. So, Moving on, it got
marijuana.
Jake Ryan starting. That's not true. Jake Ryan starting at inside linebacker again. He struggled a little bit. He had some, and I think he.
Yeah, not as good of a day for him.
Young player issues, I would say.
Yeah, he's still developing. You know, he's new.
Yep.
He played too far off of Witten a lot of the game, struggled in coverage. And even Axel against the run, the angles he was taking against the run, he was always kind of jumping the gun too early, taking a sharper angle than he should have. Tough game overall for him, but, you know, we won.
Yeah, and that's what you want to have happen because, you know, if he's got to learn. There's no way you're going to be able to come out of the gate and be perfect. And so if you want to win the games when you've got players that are getting better and better.
Clinton Dix and Ryan both overcommitting on the runs quite a bit.
Haha had a really bad on one of them that he just a horrible angle that he took at the play.
I think we gave up a good number of big runs this game, which isn't like us. But I think at least one of them could be attributed to Haha taking a bad angle.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they're called a safety for a reason. They're supposed to be the safety net.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. He was kind of being too aggressive, trying to get the tackle early rather than just stopping the big run.
Which, you know, some coaches will tell you. It's like, I'm willing to give those up because they feel that they get the plus side of it, too. So.
Yeah, well, he's I think, too early trying to be the next Charles Woodson.
Oh.
Tackling at the line of scrimmage. And
oh, no, I got his phone number. I'll give him a shout and see what he says.
Pinnell looks good.
Yeah.
He's having a good year. Just seems to be improving every game. It's nice to see. Rollins and Randall both played outside. Hayward played in the slot. Rollins had a bad missed tackle, almost a second. But Randall's still showing room for improvement on a few things that we've mentioned every week, but still playing well. I like seeing those two together, Randall and Rollins.
I think so, too. And they were kind of thrust into some roles they probably weren't prepared for because Shields got hurt. He had a nasty collision with the ground on the sidelines.
Yeah, he kind of skipped across the ground. At first, I thought it was his arm or shoulder because it got, like, pinned under him and hit pretty hard.
Right.
Then turns out he got diagnosed with a concussion.
And I haven't heard anything updates. Have you heard any updates?
No, I haven't heard any.
Okay. Of course, it's Tuesday. We won't hear anything. But, yeah, it was it looked pretty violent, the head to the sideline.
Yeah, he hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a multiple injuries on it either. So hopefully he's okay.
So you're thinking he might have a concussion and a shoulder?
Who knows?
Because that's the way it looked. I mean,
yeah,
the way he came down.
He hit hard. Yeah,
his shoulder was kind of turned.
An arm underneath.
Right.
Him, yeah. I don't know. I hope he's okay.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
But yeah, Randall and Rollins, fun to watch them play together. They're both rookies. I think we did good drafting them. Well, we did. I think Ted
no,
did
we,
good
it's
drafting.
We. Hey,
okay,
we,
never
we
mind.
Own
it's
stock.
Me. Yeah. There you go. but yeah, they could be fun in the coming years when they get experience and they're, they're opposite sides of the field from each other, shutting down receivers. It'd be fun. Linebacker communication.
I don't know how this, we got guys back there that this should not be happening.
Yeah. Especially that, that easy walk-in touchdown they had.
Mm-hmm.
Both the inside linebackers played outside. No one covered the middle, and they just walked right in.
I mean, literally.
you could have scored a touchdown.
It would have been close. but
to getting to the line of scrimmage.
I mean, it's that forward momentum takes a while to get going. But it was really bad, and I'm sure that it's going to be something that they talk about, a lot about in the coming week here, but I don't know. I don't understand it. You've got some guys with experience back there, so maybe it's just some of the inexperienced players that are being told something and they don't do it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see something that blatant, what was that, a 5-yard, 6-yard run? Right up the gut, right up the middle.
Yeah,
nobody touched
that. Yeah. And there was two big runs before that to set it up. That needs to improve.
Exactly. Exactly.
We covered Haha. Clay got a sack, almost two, snapped his cold streak.
Yeah, he would have. The quarterback just got over the line, and Clay tackled him. So it was a tackle. It wasn't a sack. But then the sack he got, whoa!
Just walloped him.
He just blew him up. Nobody touched Clay. Clay comes, he's just like blitzing in, and I can only imagine
full
what his
speed.
Face looked like. Because, you know, he's so wild anyways. And so just, bam! Pulls it up. Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun to see.
Yeah, just we backed it up. I don't know how many times during the game, and then while we watched the highlights, we backed it up again.
Third string quarterback just getting nailed. Mm. Joe Thomas was the main coverage inside linebacker, still doing a solid job.
Yep,
it's nice to see him in there. He's dependable.
Mm-hmm.
At
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He did good on Witten. So. That's all I got for the defense. How about you?
I think on the whole, they did pretty good. You have to kind of weigh it. Third string quarterback, fantastic offensive line. So there is that balance there that goes on. But I think on a whole, I think they did good. There were a couple of plays that were so close to being big plays on defense, within inches. Where the defender, you know, Cowboys still got the pass, but I mean, we're talking like an inch at the most where we would have got a hand on the ball. And then there was a weird one with Dez Bryant that I don't know how the heck he got that ball. But, let's move on to special teams.
Special teams. Crosby, 4 extra points, then kick a field goal.
Mm.
Maste, 6 punts, average of 44.7, long of 53.
Wowza. You know, this guy's been this way all year, though. It's like hot or cold. And he does it even within a game. He'll hit one for 53. Another next one will be 25.
Janice, 2 kick returns for an average of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty average.
Not bad, though.
So it's
not
a
bad.
Touchback. It's not worse than a touchback, but it's not better. But where he shined on special teams was in punt coverage.
I can't say what Sean's got written here, but
he looked bleeping amazing on special teams coverage.
Oh my gosh, you noticed that? What was it, 2 or 3 that he just blew up their guy?
Yeah,
and so then after that, it's just like just fair catch the damn thing, okay? He's gonna kill you
every pun. He's right there.
It's like catch, bam, catch, bam.
Like I told you, Whitehead, their returner, is probably walking to his car in the parking lot and just randomly gets tackled by...
No, or he's at least looking over his shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. I mean, that fires up a team.
Yeah, it does.
You got a guy standing there, head up in the clouds, looking for the ball, just gets it in his breadbasket. Bam!
Well, whoever is supposed to cover him, you know, kind of block him a little.
Mm-hmm.
Because Janice is, what's it called, the gunner.
Yep.
The guy blocking him, he's going to get chewed out this week.
Well,
Didn't slow him down once.
And another thing that future opponents have to plan for because of the I tell you, this kid is amazing on that. It's... And I think he'll be better. He'll get better and better on his returns, too.
Hyde, 4 punt returns, average of 3.
Ouch.
All right, are you ready? I think it's time for the game ball. And the game ball goes to...
Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. Congratulations. He had a big game. It's good to see him back making curfew. And 124 yards again on 24 attempts and a touchdown.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. You know, and just I love seeing all the smiles there. You got Lacy and Kuhn and Stark sitting there, and they're all just joking around having fun. You know, it's the old saying, you know, everything's funny when you got a pocket full of money. And it's the same thing when you got a pocket full of yardage.
Yeah.
You don't run that way. If you're not possessed, You have to run like you're possessed to do what he did.
Or heavy.
Well, he's got to be pushing 260 by now.
260.
He had a hard time getting up the wall when he scored. Jumping in the crowd.
So, yeah, congratulations, Eddie. Just
yeah, shoot us an email.
Send in your address with the proper number of cereal box coupons, and we'll get you your game ball.
All right, so you want to start? Do you want to run down some of the rest of the scores?
Yeah, let's look it over. I don't quite have it up here, actually.
Of course, the first one that I want to talk about is the most fun one.
The Vikings
actually played a good game against Arizona.
I was talking.
I'm sorry. You want to do that over again?
Stop.
All right, I'll stop.
The Vikings on Thursday night lose 20-23 to the Cardinals. All right, go ahead.
And played a really good game.
Surprising.
They almost pulled it out in the fourth quarter.
I thought they were going to get killed.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I told you. I told you, I was coming over to watch it with you. I was like, well, it'll be there around 7:30. Game should be done by 7:40. but yeah, they actually played a good game.
They did.
They shot themselves in the feet a couple times. You know, I think three fumbles within the opponent's territory.
Yeah.
You can't win a game that way.
And they've kind of been doing that this year, too.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so it's Cardinals up to 11-2, Vikings 8-5. Next game, we got the Eagles over the Bills in another tough game. It was 23-20. And that's kind of
NFC
a Chip Kelly
East
needed that freaking game, too.
NFC East sucks.
Oh, it's
horrible. Seahawks are really turning their season around.
Yeah, I don't want to play them.
Scary right now.
Yep.
They won 35-6 over the Ravens.
Ravens have had, 18 players that have been on IR this year.
I thought you were going to say 18 quarterbacks play for them this season.
One of the most two talked about, wait, let me back up. Take two. One of the over-talked about teams in the NFL, the Browns and Johnny Manziel over the 49ers, 24-10. 49ers, as we've said before, they are just imploding all the way throughout
their organization. Yeah, they suck.
They just, it's
the only team they played well against this year was the Vikings. They just manhandled the Vikings in week one. Ever since then, it's been downhill. Lions defeated by the Rams 14-21. Good to see.
Yeah, and that's one of them that you mentioned earlier that we had the no other team in the North won. Jets over the Titans. I watched a little bit of that. I think you were you still here when we watched that?
Yep.
Jets look pretty good.
Yeah, they look good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers 33-20 over the Bengals. Steelers look good. They're, you know, getting a little healthy again.
And I gotta mention this. I asked Sean as he came over to, we were watching the games, and I said, so what's your upset going to be this week? And he said, I'll pick the Steelers over the Bengals, which isn't a huge reach.
Well, there wasn't many huge reaches this week.
No, there wasn't.
My other one was going to be the Jaguars over the Colts, but I wasn't sure if that was an upset.
I'm just giving you props.
Yeah, thank you. But see, the Jags were 4-8. Colts were 6-5, so that wouldn't have been a huge upset either. It's weird.
Yeah, but the Jaguars beat them 51-16.
Yeah, so I should have picked that one. That would have been even better.
But no, you did fine. I just
Bengals.
Colts are going to have a new coach.
Bengals quarterback, the Red Rocket.
Yeah. Yeah, he got hurt,
but he fractured his thumb. It looks like he should be back. They thought he'd be out for their year. It looks like he should be back for playoffs.
Really?
Which is huge for them because they're having a big year.
It's in his passing hand.
Yep, it's his right hand.
Are they
going to
put pins in it or what?
I don't know. They said it doesn't need surgery.
Oh, so then they're not putting pins in. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. So
and
that's,
you know,
good
what?
News for Bengals fans.
When he retires, he'll remember that break for the rest of his life because it will never stop hurting. His thumb will be the size of his wrist because of all the arthritis. We had the Chiefs over.
You are a depressing person.
Chiefs over the Chargers, 10-3. You know, here's a question for you. Would the Chargers even have a win if they didn't have Phillip Rivers as a quarterback?
No. He's the only good thing about that team right now.
It's scary. They just look horrible.
They're just crap.
You know, it's a good thing that Philip Rivers and I are not friends, because he'd be a bloody alcoholic, because he's got to be feeling sorry for himself. It's got to be horrible. Then the next game, we got the Redskins and the Bears.
24-21 over the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers 38-0 over the Falcons. Just
destroyed,
walloped them. And wasn't too far into the second half, they pulled Cam Newton.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that more and more now.
Saints got a win, 24-17 over the Bucks. Raiders 15-12 over the Broncos.
That's
Broncos
a big win.
Now with three losses.
Yep.
We play the Raiders next week, coming off their big win.
Mm-hmm.
We play at O.co, which I wasn't happy about, because, you know, they got that like dirt on the field, and I feel like you see a lot more injuries when they're running. Isn't that the field?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Where it's like a baseball field, yep. So they're running from grass to dirt to grass, mm-hmm. And you see a lot of people slip. And
it's amazing to me that the NFL, all the protection that they have, you got to cover the shield, you got to represent the shield, that they let that go along. I read an article about the stadium is so bad that they actually have sewage that's leaking, that the pipes and stuff, and it's got to be embarrassing as heck to play there. But
Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Yeah, they come popping up.
Sneaking up and attacking fans.
wrap it up, we had the Patriots over the Texans, 27-6. And then finally it was the Giants over the Dolphins. That was a pretty good game last night. 31-24.
I completely even forgot it was Monday night last night, so I didn't. I haven't seen this score before just now.
Yeah, it's it's interesting watching, because when you watch, you cheer for your specific team, the Packers, and in the ebb and the flow of the game, you think that, okay, we got this now, and then all of a sudden, like for example, this past game, the third quarter, I think most Packer fans were getting a little worried, because Dallas was looking pretty good. They were stopping us. They were moving the ball. They scored
28-7.
A couple of big runs that they had. But then the fourth quarter, we turn it back around again. So it was, I don't know. I just, when you watch some, like the Dolphins, they just can't get quite going again. But anyway.
Just to look at the standings quickly.
Yeah, please do.
So we are at 9-4, first place. Vikings behind us at 8-5. Bears behind at 5-8, followed by the Lions at 4-9. We have by far the best point differential in the division, plus 72. Then the Vikings at plus 3, Bears at minus 42, Lions at minus 69. NFC East is interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
The Redskins, Eagles, and Giants all 6-7, tied for first place. Dallas bringing up the rear at 4-9. It's crazy.
It is.
It's weird that they're 4-9 and they're only two games behind first place.
I know. I was looking at this. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up, because I was just kind of looking at the streaks for the last five games. Steelers are 4-1. Let's see. I'm trying to find the bigger streaks going on there. Kansas City is 5-0. They've won 7 in a row.
Cardinals have won 7 in a row.
Panthers, of course, we know what they've won.
13-0. Everyone else in NFC South besides the Panthers has a losing record.
Tampa's actually turning their program around. Seattle Seahawks, 4-1 in the last 5, 4 in a row. So they're looking like the team you really don't want to be playing if you can pick it. But that NFC East, it seems like it happens every year we get a division that's like, mm-hmm. So a team that's not going to have a winning record could very well win
Make
the division.
The playoffs, yeah. Should we move on to predictions?
Sure.
So we tied last week. We disagreed on only two games, and we split those.
So
I picked the Redskins over the Bears, and you were correct on the Lions losing. So now I am up by 4 still with, 3 weeks left?
Yeah, I got to make a move.
You got to make a move. And the games are Bears at Vikings, Packers at Raiders, Lions at Saints. So first off, Bears at Vikings.
Vikings.
I'll take Vikings.
Ow!
I wasn't going to take the Bears. They suck.
Well, okay. I know the other game, so I'm only going to be able to make possibly one game
up. Well, switch your pick to the Bears then.
No, because the Vikings got a lot more on this.
Packers at Raiders, I'll take the Packers.
Yeah, Packers.
Lions at Saints, I'll go first to make it fair to you.
Okay. Okay.
Who are you going to pick?
I'll go first. Who are you going to pick? I'll be the first one to ask
I'll
you.
I'll take the Saints.
I just feel like the Lions just kind of figured out that their season's not going anywhere and they're sucking, so I got to go with the Saints, too.
So you won't make up any ground
I won't make
this
up
week.
Any ground, but I won't lose any
next to you. Week, right?
Hopefully. There's always next week. So how are you feeling? You liking the way the... Because I feel pretty jazzed up about the way they played the game for the most, you know, getting that running game going and being December mm-hmm. football.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're turning it around. Mm-hmm. We're figuring it out again. We kind of, it was a dark, gloomy period for a while there, but I think it's turning around, so I'm excited about it.
In a world, one team. I think that that long, it was almost like a second bye week. You know, we had those couple of Thursday games, and then I think that really helped. I think that really got some guys healthier. Not necessarily healthy, and it's going to really play well for us. So I don't know. It's fun. I got to invite you, if you haven't done so already, to come play with us on Facebook.
You make that sound weird.
Well, you know, you took it weird.
Yeah, join the discussion. It's fun.
It
actually.
Is.
It's now that, you know, we got more people in there, more people talking, it's fun to have that. We made it a group a while back so that you guys can post as well.
Yeah.
We don't want to just be us.
I hate places when you go to that where then they have it tucked off to the left-hand side and they might not even let it on.
Yeah, I remember we started the page and we're like, why can't other people post? This isn't right. put on their post. Also, you know, put on their stuff you want us to talk about on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, or stuff to watch or get our opinions on something and share your opinions and
tell us why we're wrong.
It was fun, you know, Mike Daniels getting that contract and we put that up and a lot of positive comments on that and it just kind of that camaraderie.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I appreciate it. Just give us some feedback and let us know what you think.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time,
go pack, go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!